MARTA Police Chief Wanda Dunham says this is the first time the department has dealt with criminal activity involving breeze cards. In fact, Chief Dunham refers to the seven arrested as a sophisticated band of thieves.
We were able to bypass the breeze security feature and clone the card and add value up to a monthly card and did not pay anything for it. So they were actually making 100% profit from the card.
A MARTA monthly breeze card is $95 and can only be purchased at a MARTA ride store or through the breeze card vending machines at the rail stations. It's not clear how the suspects were able to clone the card, says Chief Dunham, but when authorities made the arrest, over 400 fake MARTA breeze cards were confiscated.
We just know these cards had no value, and then once they did what they did, they were fully functional cards with the monthly fare.
If not for a MARTA customer alerting the authorities, Dunham says the counterfeit ring could have made a lot more money. MARTA officials admit the system was not set up to detect counterfeit cards, but now say they are working with the breeze card vendor to make sure it won't happen again. Chief Dunham says all the major suspects have been arrested and none are MARTA employees. The suspects' ages range from 22 to 45. All have been charged with racketeering, and five have an additional charge of financial transaction card fraud. Rose Scott, WABE News.